Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA. Hello, everyone. We've missed you.
It actually feels like it's been a really long time. It's only been a week.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, one time is not enough. Once a week.
Text messages between me and Courtney of things we want to talk about on the show.
We have no relationship outside of the show anymore. We're not even friends. We're just coworkers who work for free to entertain you guys.
And we're having a blast doing it.
We're having a blast. We hope you guys are enjoying us as much as we are enjoying us.
We got this new thing on Instagram this week. We have insights.
So basically, we know we're Big Brother. We know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing it, and who you're doing it with. Except that we're really bad at technology, so we have no idea how to work it.
I honestly, when the insights came up, I thought everyone has that. But I think it's just for like...
No, I signed us up for it.
Oh my God, you got really excited. I thought we had so many followers we qualified.
Oh, no. We're still not verified yet. Soon enough. Thank you guys, though, for enjoying and laughing with us, because we are having a blast doing this. And
yes. Keep following.
Besides the huge evangelists that are us, nobody appreciates a good cum facial.
No, I think... And then, like, Caitlyn Jenner put some people over the edge. I think we lost followers.
We might have lost a follower or two. I don't know if we're trolls or they're trolls, but, like, let's all troll together and enjoy this, right?
You have nothing nice to say. Sit with us.
Love it. Okay, so I want to discuss something. This is supposed to be the most historical, the groundbreaking season of The Bachelorette. We're literally less than 2 weeks out. Why have we not heard anything?
The only thing I've seen is her, like, in the red dress, and it, like, goes into roses, and that is it.
Like, usually by now, like, ABC's announced the guys, like, we have, like, maybe, like, potential spoilers. I mean, I know that there's, like, reality Steve, which I'm not looking at.
Well, I did for you.
Okay, well, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything. But no, I know. You checked the guys out? Things. Okay, tell me a couple things.
So... I'd say there's about 10 black guys.
Okay.
So about a third.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really funny, the pictures that
are they
reality Steve.
Are they the ABC, like, pictures, or is it just, like, Instagram photos?
It's, like,
that they
off
found?
Their Instagram. They're super – it's like a Tinder profile. Right. I was, like, looking through, and I was like, wait, I literally wouldn't swipe right for any of these people.
Oh,
they're
no.
just, like douche lords. Oh. There's one lawyer from Texas, which will be interesting.
Mm.
I wonder,
like, looking
if there's
into
any
a mirror.
Background there.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, one of those, like, I met him before. Like, we argued a trial together.
He was the prosecutor. I was the defense.
Yeah.
What they're
like,
called?
I don't know.
I don't know law stuff.
Two SF guys.
Is Grant back?
No, Grant's gone. Lace, damn. You know what? Lace is, like, dating someone new.
I saw.
I don't know. I just can't. I prefer, you know, these guys, they all have six packs and abs. I prefer
a dad bod.
Keg in their belly. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a big fan of Ginger James.
Oh, totally. Which, he's on Bachelor in Paradise.
Is he, though? Because I don't remember seeing him on the casting guide.
You know no, he is confirmed.
He is? Oh,
I heard it from the horse's mouth.
Wait, who? Chris? Harrison? Jorge? Who'd you hear from?
Him.
Okay, well, I can say that I'm a millionaire. When you check my bank account, the zeros come very much up to the decimal point.
No, James confirmed himself. Why would he lie to us about that?
To make sure he gets on the show?
Quite frankly, I'm more excited for Bachelor in Paradise versus...
I agree. I think Bachelor... They need to shake up Bachelor in Paradise, though. I've come to the conclusion that... Okay, do you remember a reality show? Shoot, what the hell was it called? It was called... Oh God. It's like Hotel... I don't know. It was some, like, dating show, kind of like Bachelor in Paradise, but they, like, had to pair off, and you couldn't pair with the same person every week. Like, Bachelor in Paradise gets a little too big. They get a little too boring. And it's like, I don't need to know that you're going to be together forever. Like, things need to get mixed up here.
Kind of like Vinny was with that girl for too long, and then broke up at the end.
Right. Exactly.
So you want more...
I want more drums.
You want more broken hearts.
I need, like, alliances. I need broken heart. I need more tears. I mean, Ashley I is
are
not
you
coming
thinking
back.
It's like not like Desert Island or something.
Yes. Temptation Island?
Yes. I can see this girl that had, like, orange hair.
Oh my
she
God.
Had
yes.
Long orange hair.
Yes.
And tattoos. I, like, can see her in my head, but that was literally, I think I was in high school when that show came out.
All right. You mean you're not thinking of Lacey from Rock of Love?
No. Oh my God. You know I love Chris Michael. I mean.
So much you get his name right. Okay. Brett Michaels.
What's his name?
Brett Michaels.
When he always wears
bandana.
I am
wig
out of it this evening.
With the wig attached.
I am strangely attracted to him.
I mean, I don't think it's so strange because I feel like a lot of people were attracted to him and his diabetes. Come on.
There's something.
And he won the Celebrity Apprentice, didn't he?
I I don't know. There's a spark about him. He kind of lights me up a little bit.
Every rose has its thorn. You have to deal with the diabetes. Also, other Bachelor news about, let's get to the depressing part. Chris Soules charged with a felony hit and run. If guilty, 5 years, $7,500 fine.
Fair. I'm positive he's going to get off on this.
I really kind of need your sister to represent him.
Well, she can't represent in Iowa.
Well, go get her. Go pass the bar there.
But I really, they don't have a good case, I don't think.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean,
he's like a quote unquote celebrity though, so I think he will get out of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Whatever.
Wait, did you watch that Casey Anthony?
No.
Recent documentary
on ID Network.
That is nuts.
I didn't watch it, but
take your time and watch it. It's like a three-parter.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched all the JonBenet.
Mm-hmm. No, the Casey Anthony story is more interesting to me. That case was going for a month.
Where would you range it on? Okay, you got Casey Anthony, you've got JonBenet, and then you've got Amanda Knox.
Okay.
Oh, you throw OJ in there too. Why not?
Well, like, I feel like they're recreating all these shows.
It's interesting.
I think Casey Anthony, number one.
Interesting.
It's a pretty fascinating story.
Amanda Knox documentary on Netflix is very interesting as well. Guys,
sister was in Italy when she was there. That went down. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I would have left Italy as fast as possible being an American.
Yeah.
So I think it seems like all we do with our time is watch TV because we've also had a lot of – I mean, did you watch The Handmaid's Tale yet?
No, now what is that?
Okay, you guys. It is – I also hate Elizabeth Moss. Her face is, like, weird to me. She looks like a seagull. However, she stars in this show, The Handmaid's Tale, on Hulu, and it's basically, like, extremists, like, religious extremists – take over this town somehow, and women are, you know, second to men, and the fertile women become slaves to these commanders and these barren women, Marthas.
No.
Yes, and they basically rape these girls to hopefully produce a child. It's insane.
Okay, I can't watch that. That makes me sick.
It's great. It's great.
Wait, why? So why? What is it compared to something?
Donald Trump's presidency. The potential of what could happen. I'm kidding. I don't know what to compare it to, and I'm sure I gave you a really, really bad synopsis of it. It's really good.
I personally am okay with not watching that show.
Okay, so catch it. There's 5 episodes. You're gonna love it. But what you did watch instead was Princess Diana.
The Last 100 Days. Now, I do remember I was driving in Hawaii, August 1997, and she died in the car accident. Mm-hmm. I do remember that vividly. I was in 5th grade. Mm-hmm. But I do not remember her being such a hussy.
What a little minx that Diana is.
Oh, my God. And a girl after my own heart. Mm-hmm. Like, she stalked these men.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when I was 16 and the guy, like, did I drive by his house to see if the lights were on and his car was there? No. Maybe.
Do I
definitely.
Still do that?
Oh, God. I can't talk about my actual current life.
I'm 100% stalker. Like, you have to stalk people or else you'll find out they're married.
Even then. Even then, it might not stop anything. A friend of me, of ours.
No, you stop when you figure out they're married.
Oh, okay.
Take a long time, I think.
Okay. But so she had 3 men after her heart, after the divorce.
Mm-hmm. Well, but also during the marriage, she hooked up with her horse riding instructor.
Oh, I must have missed that part. I was like scanning. Is that after she found out about Camilla?
Yeah, but I mean, there was always 3 people in that marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Charles, and Camilla, and Diana. And that's She's even there at the wedding.
That's the weirdest part. That's like so disrespectful. Like you, your
she
mistress.
Was 19 too.
I know. I didn't realize how young she was.
I learned a lot on Wednesday night.
Yeah. So one of the guys that she was dating was Reza from Shaws of Sunset.
You mean he was a doctor.
Dr. Haznat Khan. looks yes. exactly like Reza.
He did look like Reza.
I don't get it.
Overweight, had a mustache. He was a Pakistani Muslim,
and he did not want her. No, he did not want to marry her. She, like, flew to India or Pakistan. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what the Middle East is. But she flew to meet his family and, like, convince his family.
And he's like, what are you doing there?
She went without him. Like, it's really strange.
And she, like, full-on stalked him. She
yes.
would, like, to drive past his house. She would call him.
She'd, like, okay, get dressed up for her. Uh-oh. These are your confessions.
When I was in college, I dated this guy and I was so obsessed with him, and he only had a landline, and I would literally call the landline until he answered. Like, I would call it like 100 times.
Is this before caller ID?
I think he it was a phone that had
a cord
wire and stuff. Yeah, it was super weird.
Like, how'd that work out?
I don't know why he didn't have a cell phone. He was like a senior and I was a freshman.
Was he in a house?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Off-air combo.
Okay, but...
back to Diana.
Wait, one time? Okay, oh my God. This is my last story. Okay, so one time I was talking... I don't know. We were talking...
Stalking or talking? Stalking or talking?
Both. Okay. I remember I was my first job out of college, and I said something like about going by some guy's house, but you would be mortified if they saw you. And he goes, so wait, let me get this straight. You drive by their house to see if they're there, but you never want them to see you.
Absolutely.
And he's like, what's the point of that?
Like, to know where you are at all hours without you knowing I know where you are. Obviously. I mean, how does that not make sense?
Well, Princess Diana did the same thing, so it's okay, guys.
Yes.
She had two other suitors. Yeah.
Yes. So she had, so for the longest time, I couldn't figure out what was going on. So Mohammed Al-Fayed, I was like, I could have sworn the guy's name was Dodi, or to you, Dodo. Mary thought his name was Dodo. But I couldn't figure out, I was like, I could have sworn his name was Dodi, you know, because Mohammed is inviting her to come to the Saint-Tropez and stay with them for the summer. I didn't realize he was playing matchmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dodi was pursuing her hard, and she was using Dodi to get Reza.
Don't call him Reza anymore. It's confusing. The doctor.
Dr. Reza. Dr. Okay. Reza.
But Dodi was engaged to an American actress at the time. And what I also think is interesting, so the night she died, she could have been proposed to by Dodi. And also, they were never supposed to go to Paris. Oh. And they were never supposed to go back to his apartment. There was just, like, so many – I just feel like she was really at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they only dated for 30 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Take a breather, Mary. Take a deep breath.
I felt like I learned so much, though, on this.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch the rest of it.
I mean, this seems like common knowledge. I felt behind in the times.
Yeah. Guys, you can watch this on ABC, the app, under their news section. That's how I found it. I missed the actual viewing of it. So if you want to go back and watch it, I think we really spelled out how good it is. Also, the third guy was Gulu Lalvani. He claims he slept with Diana. He didn't.
No, the butler said he didn't.
Trying to get 15 minutes.
Yeah. Let's talk about these crazy Kardashians.
It's really hard to keep up with the Kardashians. I'm serious. They're always dating new people. Things are happening. Scott's cool. Scott's not. Kim's Italian. Kim's Armenian. Like, I can't keep up with the mob wife.
Well, okay. Wait. In real time right now, let's talk about who they're dating.
Okay.
But also, today, just released, they have a new show coming out, The Life of Kylie.
Which is probably just going to be her, like, this show is about me realizing stuff.
I cannot take her. She cannot talk. She's literally like, I have to keep up my image. And my lips are so big, I can barely talk.
Okay. What
do you think she's just like Xanny bars 24/7?
I think she's just like I don't know. She's gotten her boobs done. She's gotten her lips done. She's probably had a nose job.
Her ass.
Like, her ass. Like, you're 18. You're 19.
She's 19.
You're 19. I'm going to start commenting on her photos again. You're 19.
Okay. Yeah. So she's dating Travis Scott, who is Rihanna's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I really thought it was Lisa Rinna's ex-boyfriend from the notes that Mary wrote me.
I just have Rinna on the brain at all times. But it's Travis. So she's dating some guy, Travis Scott. Of course, he's black. Then we have Kendall Jenner. She's dating ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And is this the first black guy she's dated?
No, she's dated some basketball players. Basketball player. I don't remember the name. But yeah, so Kendall's with ASAP. We got it right this time. We couldn't remember last week, but it's ASAP. Who's Courtney dating?
So it's this 23-year-old model. His name's like Giannis or something.
Like, she's not really dating a 23-year-old, right? Like, she's just doing it for fun.
I don't know. So they were pictured this week together. He's a pretty cute guy. I think he was formerly maybe like a soccer player or something.
Oh, okay.
He's clearly formerly from another country.
Wait, formerly? Giannis. He's 23. What do you mean formerly?
I don't know. Maybe I have that wrong. I feel like he played some sport.
Okay. And then
But she's never dated a black guy.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, Scott was like in the very opposite direction. Mm-hmm.
Chloe is still with Tristan Thompson. I'm actually excited because I feel like she'll be in the Bay Area when the Warriors play the Cavs.
Also,
I mean, when the Warriors win the championships and beat the Cavs.
Literally nobody cares. but okay, I know we'll go into this, but I really liked on this episode when she finally was like, I will take Tristan on a family vacation when it's private and off camera. And I wanted to say, thank you, Chloe. Thank you. You need to keep stuff in your life private. I'm happy to watch these things, but I need you to find happiness.
I feel like she's really happy according to her Instagram, and she loves Cleveland. And
what's not to love? Like, ice, snow, the Hall of Fame.
I feel like after this like NBA season, though, things are going to get really hot and heavy, engaged by the fall.
Ooh. Accidental pregnancy. Quote-unquote accidental.
I worry about her eggs, but I don't know if that was like a whole storyline because she didn't want to get pregnant with a Lamar because he was on drugs.
I think she doesn't want to ruin her nice body now.
I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. okay, and then Scott is dating a British model.
Named Ella Ross. And I think she's like 19 or 20.
My God, I wonder if Ella knows Chelsea.
Okay, that whole dinner scene. Let's just talk about the dinner scene because everything else in the show is not important.
Yeah.
So they basically find out from the security that Scott, who's staying at a separate hotel, has flown in a girl, which the whole time it seems like he's with the Kardashians most of it. Like, he does the dinosaur day. Mm-hmm. He flies down with them. I mean, it's a family vacation.
Yes. So, are you on Team Scott or Team Kardashian?
I really have a soft place in my heart for Scott.
Me too.
I think
Court leads him on. I know we did this, like, we talked about it last week, but Court, like, leads him on, and she's not allowed to, like, dictate what he can or can't do. Like, yeah. I think they for sure hook up all the time.
Okay, I don't, but.
No, I do. And I think that she's, like, you get the best of both worlds.
Is making out with her, like,
yeah, and she's not, it's not like she's like pulling away, she's allowing it to happen. So I feel like she gives him like false hope. She like tells him, like, you know, it's like, I think as somebody who's been in that situation of are we, aren't we, let's pretend,
yes,
and it doesn't work out, but like, I don't think it's that big of a deal that he has someone staying in a hotel as long as she's not included in any part of these like festivities.
It's okay. I love Scott. Unnecessary for her to be down there.
Yeah, unnecessary, sure. Like, but like, what do they care?
What, he can't sleep alone? He can't sleep alone?
No, he's clearly, no. First off, I think Scott has a lot of problems. Like, his parents both passed away within like what? Like a couple weeks of each other? It's like something crazy.
No, I mean,
he has his demons.
He has his demons.
I think his biggest demon is like literally he's like lonely. So he like fills his time with like people thinking that that's going to help. And it doesn't.
Yeah. No, okay, but then we go to this dinner.
I'm like armchair psychologist over here. Jeez, I did have a minor. I did graduate with a minor in psychology, so like, you know.
Really totally.
Good, really good at advice.
But so they're like, so Scott, like, how was your day? Or what are you doing after dinner? You're coming around tomorrow?
And good luck.
And then they're like, then so Kim starts stirring the pot. And she's like, so did anyone hear what Chelsea said?
They're like, Chelsea Handler? She's like, no, no, not Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Clinton. And I was like, I'm so uncomfortable. And the thing is, though, is when they kept going to Scott, like, he didn't look like he was like, oh, fuck.
They're so passive aggressive. This was like the same thing in the hotel in Dubai. Like, they knew what they were going to do, and they're trying to find that girl, and they're not going to leave the hotel room until they found that girl. And they're just like, what do you think he's going to actually be like? Yeah, I have a girl named Chelsea upstairs.
Like, he's like, what a coincidence. Him. Oh, yeah. I don't know. And then just like, it's like cliffhangers. It's like, let's cut the bullshit. To be continued.
And Chris is like, I think we're wondering if you have a girl here and why. And meanwhile, like, poor Corey just sitting there.
Corey's like, how the fuck did I get stuck? He's like, what's Bieber doing? That's probably less drama than this.
I know.
It's also very strange because, okay, one, I don't know if Chris and Corey are back together. They did break up. So, like, that's a couple that's not together. You've got Courtney and Scott who aren't together. You've got Kylie and Tyga who aren't together.
Wait, and Kylie and Tyga bringing King Cairo? I thought that was interesting.
That kid is, like, he's got a lot of energy.
He was on fire. He's on fire.
He's like, Mason!
I would be like, no, King Cairo.
I'm like, King Cairo, it's time for bed.
Yeah.
No more sugar for King Cairo.
No, that was, like, terrible. And meanwhile, then you have Penelope, like, on Xanax. She's like, what's going
she's
on?
She's like, Mom, where's my mac and cheese? And then you have a quesadilla. She's like, bummer. And then I laughed, too, when, like, Courtney got, like, totally burned when the girl was little girl was like, can I get a picture? And she's like, oh, yeah, with me. And she's like, with Mason.
With Mason?
And the girl, like, pulls out her iPhone, and I'm like, I thought you were, like, poor and a palapa over here trying to sell cheek lights. And you've got your iPhone 8. I'm like, I've got, like, an iPhone 3. 3G. Jesus. I think this is all manufactured. And I think that they set this up every time to just, like, bring Scott down. And he's like, whatever, I'll do it for the money.
Well, but – and apparently he also is going to have a new show about flipping houses.
That Chris is producing. So it's like, don't try to say that Scott's not part of the family.
Well, he will always be a part of this family. I feel like
– 18 years. Like, well, Kanye said it best.
Like, a really nice – job of like with like Lamar and Scott, like these people are from broken homes, and she's like, come on
wait,
come on
Scott,
my little puppy.
Scott is not from a broken home. His parents are like very happy.
No, but I mean deceased.
Okay.
Oh, let's
speaking of deceased, can I just go,
are we gonna talk about Dorinda?
Yes, but I was also gonna say Bethany and Ramona's dogs have to be close to death. Cookie and Coco have been around for so long, and they just are like, can't.
Cookie's like 16.
Cookie's like doesn't even bark at anyone anymore. She can't see. Coco the dog like can't see her food, can't hear anything. Like it's like, that's bad. They're leaving.
Okay, let's talk about so they had like a memorial service for Richard.
Did you wait? Did
5 years ago?
Did you know that Dorinda has an ex-husband who died? She's literally never mentioned. She's never mentioned it. So I was like very surprised to hear it's been 5 years.
Okay,
you don't want to touch that.
I was surprised that it was only 5 years. I thought it was longer.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was really interesting that Carol came.
It made sense, kind of. Okay, the whole thing was weird because it was like nobody from Richard's side of the family was there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he only has two kids. Like, that's it. And it seems weird that they weren't there. And I'm assuming because they probably didn't want to be
don't want to be on camera.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, they did the flashbacks of Carol going to get her husband's urn or whatever. And Dorinda came. And like, the whole thing was weird. But really, it wasn't even about him being deceased. It was all about Hannah.
Oh my God. Hannah had a moment this episode.
I love her.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm like weirdly obsessed with her.
Oh my gosh. She?
No, I love her because I think she's a hot mess. Like those eyebrows, the lips, writing a nice memorial speech while you're contouring your face. Could you just read the ending part, please?
Well, she says, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Literally, I go to an eighth grade graduation every fucking year, and this is at every eighth grade graduation. I can't remember if it was a Dr. Seuss quote or a Journey quote.
And then is it followed by Vitamin C's graduation song?
Totally. Wear sunscreen. And then the wear sunscreen, like the advice. God. It's like, but Hannah had a pretty big vocabulary. I'll give her that.
Well, she should. She's like supposed to be smart.
Is she? I don't even think she went to college.
Yes, she had to leave though, and I think it might have been because Richard died. I don't really know. Also, I thought Richard was a professor, so how did he have money?
No, I don't. Maybe he like taught like an econ class, but I'm sure he was like in the stock market.
Also, and I don't know
which he owned a hedge fund or something like that.
Also, which was interesting, we didn't mention it, but like you know that Candace Bushnell, like one of the characters, I don't know if it's Candace wrote it or not, but one of the characters in Sex and the City, and it's supposed to be like some like really rude, pushy, I can't remember the character, of Upper East Sider is like modeled after Dorinda.
No.
Yeah, so I wonder.
But the Upper East Side's out now.
Yeah, there's roaches.
It's totally out now.
There's roaches. There's, what else was there? It's just dead. But like, that's what Tinsley knows. That's where she gets her nails done and her lashes.
Eyelashes.
So, you know, that's where you get to stay. Yes. But Carol offered her a place in her building because she's president. Okay. Let's.
And then, Carol's also getting rid of her roommate.
Oh, okay. What's going on? Because I'm like, isn't the next step in a relationship to live together?
No, and then they did it and they're like,
like, let's live apart. Neither of us want to be married. So I'm like, you guys just want to be fuck buddies?
Well, I think the main problem is it's like that's her space and her place, and it's a small sanctuary. I think when you move in with someone, it's best to move in together to a new place.
Oh, is that the secret to a long-lasting relationship?
I've had so many, and you know, you just have to get someplace new together.
Uh-huh. Then why does it end?
It never begins.
Oh God. Okay. Tinsley's friend with that Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon Hot Wheels. Oh, what was it?
Puppy stroller.
Like driving around. I'm like, you are so extra. You are not on this show.
Tinsley's not fitting in though.
She's not. And her lisp is driving me crazy. So she has this Drew Barry.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Very more Ouai of speaking, where she's like, everything's just magical, and like, I'm just trying to find my place back in New York. And like, she does this thing with her lisp, like where she's just like, we're all friends, right?
No, I don't think it's a lisp. It's not a lisp. It's a slur.
Okay, it's she's
Xanax
drunk.
And a vodka.
Oh. And so do you think Sonia's going to blame Tinsley for putting her back on the sauce? She's like, Tinsley, I didn't tell you to put vodka.
What?
I said to make a cocktail. I meant mocktail.
She's like, well, I guess I'm drinking.
She's like, I mean, I couldn't. This is just going to be wasteful, and we don't have interns to clean the glasses anymore. What happened
and
to the
my ice, my brown ice?
What the fuck? Get a new filter, Sonia. Gray garden.
Out of that house.
Like, sell the brownstone. You go move into Carol's building.
It's time to let it go.
It's bad. Luann trying on those wedding dresses. I was like, oh, God, this is, it's
big,
like,
I have a big problem with this.
Yes, big problem. I have secondhand embarrassment just like watching. I'm like, oh, my God, like you're 50. Not that there's anything wrong with getting married at 50, but you don't need the white dress. You don't need bridesmaids and bubblegum pink dresses.
You should never have a bridesmaid when you're over 40.
I agree. It's like you do a simple ceremony. Like the wedding dress is actually fine. I think it's like sweet because she eloped the first time, but you don't need the big shebang.
You don't need bridesmaids when you're over 40. I never want to be a bridesmaid again. I would literally be so happy. Yeah. I don't think you subject people to that.
Well, not at 51.
No.
Poor Dorinda.
No.
And it's like just take Tommy's cookies. Take your white dress and your tux and have the cookies be the witness.
And then I love Dorinda's other thing about the Upper East Side. She's like, the Upper East Side secrets. What happens between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. don't count.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, shit.
The Regency Hotel. When they had their drinks and she's like, I'm going to go meet Tom. I'm going to meet Tom. I'm like, we got it. You're going to meet Tom. You going to the Regency?
I literally hate it when people leave early.
I don't have a problem with leaving early.
I'm going to have a night out. I'm going to be the latest girl there. I'm going to show up the latest, and I'm going to leave the latest.
Okay, so you don't like people leaving early, but maybe it's that they're leaving because you're showing up late.
Wait, I am Sonia Morgan. I love how they went to lunch around the block for her house, and she was still late. Like, that is me. I always try to squeeze in one last thing. Like,
yeah.
I can't not. I hate to like waste my time.
I did
so
notice
I
when I saw
in way too much.
I did notice though you cleaning your underwear in a bidet. I thought that was strange, but now it all makes sense. How you are Mary Tremont Mahoney.
No, and then Sonia, you know, she's the curator of cock.
The curator of cock, which is actually kind of true. It's kind of funny, but it's like just basically Luann. Luann's fucked all the same guys you have. And then like...
Okay, the pirate, then, Harry, and Tom. And yes. Then also Ramona dated Tom.
Right. But
I loved Harry. I was always...
You're a Harry Dubin fan?
I am Sonia Morgan. Harry was my kind of man. I'm late.
So you appreciate a guy who buys you a dog. Says it's for you guys. He's like, yeah, baby. And then he's like, by the way, I'm going to go home with Luann, though.
I think that's happened to me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm really worried about you out there in the sunset of San Francisco. Oh, God. Oh, my God. There are so many parallels. Is your ice yellow? Are you trying
to? No, my ice is not yellow.
Okay.
Not yet.
Are you passive aggressive to your roommate that's living with you?
She's moving out.
Yeah, because she's got her own friends. She's got her own friends. Okay. Before we go into drinks at Julon, let's talk about Bethany. It's interesting that they're trying. I feel like they're really trying to humanize Bethany this season. By like, first off, they did this little scene of trying to drop to precursor of her and Frederick's show. Did you notice
that? Oh, yeah. She's just organizing.
Like, I've just found a knack for real estate. I'm like, oh, God, something else, skinny girl. Okay. But now they're like, she's dealing with Jason, which I know you're not going to like this, but I think Jason's crazy.
No, he's Prince Eric. His nose looks exactly, he's Prince Eric. And she drove him mad. I really think that he like had a 51-50 because she...
Did he have a 51-50, or are you just saying that?
I may be exaggerating.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
But he's a normal, nice guy. His family, oh, my God, his parents are so sweet.
They were so sweet. They just want to love Bryn.
She drove him mad.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, but that's all I need to get. I just need to get in because she's trying to play. She's like the victim of it. Now, I think he did go a little crazy, and we discussed it before, but... So be it. Okay, so then drinks at Julon, which I just want to say like Julan, like Luann. I don't know. Okay, and Ramona goes, so I bought a ticket to Palm Beach. I'm like, if Luann's like, okay, cool. I thought you were going to be in France. She's like, no. Am I coming to your wedding? Are you inviting me to
Where's
your
my
wedding?
Invite? Where's my invite?
I'm not going to go, but I would like the invite.
Like, it would be nice. We've been friends for many years.
My feelings
were
hurt. Like,
it would be nice.
My feelings were hurt. I thought we were over the drama. I didn't cause the drama. Did I fuck Tom? Yeah, I fucked Tom. Did I talk about it? Yeah. Is it that big of a deal? No. Where's my invite? Why am I not a bridesmaid?
And people are, you know what? People are taking bets if your wedding is on or not.
Not me. People. People. Not
I'm getting
me.
Phone calls. I'm getting phone calls.
It's just a joke. It's just
from
a
people
joke.
Invited to the wedding. Am I getting an invite to the wedding?
It was like, it's one of, Ramona's one of those people that you literally don't have to say anything when you're next to her, and she'll have the full conversation and feel like she really got like, out of it what she wants.
Her and Bethany, and she's like, no, can I talk to you?
She was creeping me the fuck out in that scene. Like, the way she was talking. You
no, she, like, got a facelift. She got a facelift, and it hasn't come down yet.
Oh, my God.
And she needs to always curl her hair. Her hair straight like that is awful.
No, I told you. It's something from the anesthetic. I don't know. But it was like, she was like, do you care for your girlfriends? Do you have feelings? Do you know what empathy or sympathy is? And, like, Bethany's like, You're really talking to me in a weird way, and I'm just going to walk away from this.
And she's like, she just kept on saying, like, you know, girlfriends, when they like each other, they, like, tell each other what's the problem. And, like, I don't know why you're mad at me because I asked if your daughter knows you did soft porn. Like, why is that weird?
It's just so weird. Like, Ramona's
like,
delusional.
That's what girlfriends do.
And I'm like, who needs enemies when you got friends like these? And so they all leave. Luann's gone. Bethany and her red lips, they leave. Did you like her red lips?
And I'd be with those blonde girls.
Yeah. And then it was the three blondes. It's just us all friends. And so he's like, friends? We're not friends, Tinsley. We're friends. You can live with me. Brown eyes.
I would have the best time with Sonia and Tinsley. I know I would.
No, just you and Sonia. I would love a reality show of that.
Oh my God, it would be so creepy.
Next week, does it look
next
interesting?
Next week, Bethany's boyfriend comes in and
Dennis? Bethany,
yeah, and Bethany and Tom, like, have a little interaction.
Oh God, the season's getting manufactured.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Ba-ba-do, ba-ba-di, ba-ba-da. It's easy with the birds and the bees and the 1, 2, 3.
He's got money.
He's in magazines. He's got
like
more
so
honey
weird.
Than any honeybee.
Is that theme song? I can't.
I want that
it's
theme
so
song.
Weird.
Okay, so I've always said in my life, if you could pick a theme song, like, what would it be for your life? It doesn't have to define it. It's just like maybe a sound.
Sure.
So mine is In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry. In the summertime when the weather is hot.
Yeah.
Okay, Bop-a-doo is very similar in sound. Just, it's going to put me in a good mood. I'm ready to go. I want to meet this man in the song.
Okay, mine off the cusp. Mm-hmm. Wait, I like sang karaoke all Saturday night.
Yeah.
At the time of my life.
Yeah. And what was your end song? Closing time.
No. I did like a Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon. That one?
No, I did.
New York, New York.
Know. No, I was so drunk. What did I do? I don't know. I did a Frank Sinatra song. What else did I do? I did like some weird ones, like a bunch of Billy Joel. And Van Morrison. I was like having the time of my life. There was nobody in this place.
Wait, was it just you?
Like almost at the end.
You're like, I would like to rent
a
room for one.
People.
I'd like to rent a room for one so I can practice my singing.
No, we literally just kept on requesting songs, and like the guy would like skip our songs because he's like, that group of people can't go right now because they've gone too many times.
And I'm sure you're like, one more, sir.
I was like, no, it's fine.
You're
nobody
like, but
cares.
I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel like
we did that one.
Somebody.
That one was so. Oh yeah, we did that one.
That's always a hit. But, it's always a hit.
But we also did
Spice Girls.
No, Robin. No, we did Spice Girls too.
Dancing
we did
Robin, on my own.
Dance. That is way too high. I don't suggest it.
Okay, thank you for the.
Moving on. Sorry. Okay. So Shep.
I love this girl coming down haggard as fuck.
It's like, Joanna, don't sign the effing release. Don't sign the release. He's
like, so yeah, we got to go to that half off wine night. I'm like, oh my God, that is so like not charming. He was like, yeah, and then they like want to go to brunch or lunch or something. Have you ever the next day gone to brunch or like on a 24-hour date?
With like a rando?
Yeah.
I probably am like, gotta go. I've never personally done that though, because I go to church on Sundays.
I feel like I always get in this scenario.
I mean,
where it like turns into like,
yeah, you do go on like really long dates where you're like, I guess we could get something to eat. And then you're like, see, then dinner came around and we ordered in. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like I get trapped. And then it's so bizarre. This has happened to me several times.
And you never want to see him again. You're like, so we did 24 hours and that's it. Like, didn't take his number. Don't want to see him. No more. It's just.
No, but I always feel like it's like they like, you wake up and they're like, so like, where are we going to brunch?
I'm like,
or this can be repeat offenders, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
get that. Sometimes I think that I deserve a brunch.
Well, no, totally. But then, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, why is it 5 o'clock and you're still here?
Oh, God. No, I don't let it get that far.
It's weird.
And something to evaluate in your off time.
Okay.
So after Joanna leaves, the doctor calls and his liver's inflamed. He needs to quit the drinking. Shep, you're old as fuck.
Enough. 37.
37. Shep, you're 37. It's the new job.
I worry about him.
I worry too, because relationship, you know, he's taking these girls out to get drunk.
I know. It's so bad.
Okay. So Patricia has like this line of caftans where you can get your dog on them. And I swear to God, if my dog was alive, I'd have every single clothing item with her face on it. I can still do it. It just would be weird.
She has to share a closet with Kyle Richards.
Well, Kyle does caftans. She does like muumuus, right?
Who on Shaws of Sunset, she does the caftan line?
Asa.
Okay, I looked into it.
It's like expensive. It's like a couple hundred dollars at Nordstrom.
They were like $150. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I was like,
I don't need the caftan. I don't need the muumuu.
Well, I like that you're going to support small businesses, though.
Totally.
Yeah, Small Business Saturday. Naomi and Craig, I worry about them because they're very immature. They're like children trying to play house. And it makes me worried. I mean, I know they're still together because, you know.
Craig is the wife.
Craig, I will send things to Craig to have them embroidered. I want everything embroidered. He's like, remember last week we were like, what was he embroidering? He literally was embroidering Gizmo the cat.
He was embroidering the pillow on the pillow. And you literally said that.
I love it so much.
And she like comes home. They're just so at the passive aggressive point. She's like, so what have you been doing all day?
Like, Craig needs to get a job so that Naomi doesn't kill him.
Yeah. Or I can understand why she's so upset.
Oh, I know. She works hard and he's just Gizmo and the cat. He's a seamstress.
So is what she doing mean or is it truthful?
I think that you should never dare air your dirty laundry on national television. So I think she needs to quit it. They both need to. It's not healthy. And it's like The Bachelor when, you know, the winner is watching the past episodes and sees how he feels about another girl. Like, you don't want to like know that somebody's talking shit on you. It's bad. It's not healthy. Right. It's also like, confront it with them or don't talk about it, because then Cameron likes to stir the pot because she's got nothing going on with her storyline.
No, she's just basically a narrator. But then I do love this whole like witch thing. And she's like, so I believe in aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. She gave the doll to Shep. She's like, you just leave this on the doorstep. I'm like, if I opened my door and that fucking doll was sitting out there, I would be like, well, how hot is he? Because, you know, creepiness is defined by the level of attractiveness on somebody.
Okay.
Tell me that's not true. That is a straight up proven theory.
Okay.
If the hottest guy gave you a toenail clipping, you'd be like, okay, it's a little weird. But if the ugliest person you've ever seen gave you a toenail clipping, you would find a restraining order immediately.
Right.
I don't know why I went with toenail clippings. but I think
that's an interesting choice. Maybe because we were talking about Bigfoot.
No, I'm just I'm looking at my toes, and I think I need a pedicure. That's neither here nor there. Do I believe in Bigfoot? Sure, sure.
Oh, I don't. I believe in ghosts. I don't believe in aliens, though. Witches, of course, they're around us all the time.
Oh, I for sure believe in aliens. You think that we're the only life form? Yeah, fucking right.
No, I don't believe in aliens.
Oh, well, live in your small world.
But there's ghosts and witches.
Oh, live in your small world. Oh my God, never do that again. Slash do it all the time. Okay, so it's like funny because Whitney has to be on the show, right, so that they can have Pat. And so she sets up this dinner. I fucking hate
a casual dinner party.
Seriously, though, Landon is the biggest fucking asshole. Like, she's like, she's like, oh, if Whitney's like, oh, Thomas, if you and Landon got together, would you make her sign a prenup? And she literally is like, I love this game. I was like, I'm sorry, who plays the prenup?
She's like,
game?
That's a great question. Please tell me the answer.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I trust you. And Pat's like, you fucking moron. You had two kids with a drug addict, and now you're just going to trust this person and like, you're not going to sign a prenup? Like, you fucking idiot. He's so stupid. He's like literally one line of coke away from just ODing and like becoming a vegetable. I hate him so much. I hate him so much.
I like do not have any bad things to say about him.
About Thomas? You love an older gentleman though. I hate him and his plantation.
I would totally be schmoozed by him, but he's like a little too sleazy and skinny for me.
Oh,
but
you mean so if you saw him in his khaki pants? Hugging his butt.
Maybe
just right.
15 years ago, sure.
Okay, 15 years ago, you were 15.
He's worn
that's
out
disgusting.
Now. He's worn out.
Yeah. Old Thomas is still disgusting to me, but
he's
I could
53.
See. I
yeah,
could
he's
see,
gross. No, I would not hook up with him.
Oh, thank you for that.
15 years ago.
Even so,
when he was 38. That's a good age for me. I always wonder because I always have liked a man about 38 to 42. And so I wonder as I start.
Well, so Shep is almost there for you.
I've always thought Shep was cute. Hmm. He looks just too weathered this season, though.
Mm-hmm. Like he has AIDS, right?
HIV positive.
Oh, God. Dear God.
We're not on to that stage yet.
Oh, okay. Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson.
Wait.
Yeah.
Would you marry someone if they wanted a prenup?
Yes, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Would you?
I don't know.
You don't love me enough to think. I mean, the statistics of marriage these days, it's like, I don't even know if I want to be married, to be honest.
Yeah, no one's lining up at my door yet.
Well,
I'm not really faced with these decisions.
Hold on one second. What? That's the door? No, no, I cannot marry you. Oh, sorry, just another suitor. Anyways, what the fuck? I've never heard of a sippancy. Have you ever heard of a sippancy?
Yeah.
Get drunk and hold a baby?
You just get drunk and hold a baby.
So wait, Thomas brings Kenzie, and he literally just unloads her
Kenzie's
to anyone.
Cute, though. I know.
He unloads her to
Passes
anybody
her
will take her. He's like, here you go, Shep. He's like, here's a ball of chocolate.
And Shep was still not drinking, which I was shocked about.
Yeah. And him doing yoga with Catherine. I know that's not
and her
the
dirty feet.
Were they dirty? I didn't look at them.
Oh, her feet were dirty.
Listen, you can't expect her to do everything. If she's not drinking booze, give her dirty feet. She's got bad contouring. Like, she's...
That hair part, it keeps on going over farther and farther and farther.
I like a deep part, so I'm into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a little much. But yeah, I don't...
No, but who did Jennifer have the baby with?
Like, are they still together? I don't know.
What is...
I think... So do you think Thomas is the dad is what you mean?
No, that is so controversial. I love that.
Could
they have this weird thing. Like, what's their deal? They do
have
this weird
relationship. They hooked up at one point. Now. They hooked up at one point.
Is that confirmed?
Yes. Yes, it was confirmed like 2 seasons ago before Catherine went crazy.
Okay.
That's why Catherine's so crazy when Thomas gave her a handkerchief, because apparently the handkerchief was a love chief. Like, I don't know. She went nuts. She went nuts. But nothing's like really happening this season.
No, it's just like the demise of Craig and Naomi, blah, blah.
Did you catch Southern Charm Savannah?
So, meh. I did, but I didn't.
Can I just give you like a brief synopsis? Sure. Okay. So they're trying to be what Southern Charm already is and naturally was, right? But the right. Savannah, all they keep doing is talking about their ancestors. And this one guy's like, I'm a minority. I'm Jewish. I'm like, so your minority is one Jewish guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's like a big deal being Jewish. He's the Kyle Cook of the show, though, or at least trying to be. So, and he's supposed to be like the hot guy, but he's definitely 5'8". There's no way he's tall. He's fine, whatever. But they all look alike. And then there's this one girl, this one guy, Nelson. He impersonated.
So, I thought he was gay.
Definitely not. He's got a girl. Well, let me ask you if this sounds familiar. He could be gay, but
So he's Whitney.
Yes, he has a European model girlfriend. Sounds very familiar. But okay, so this guy, though, impersonated a senator when he got pulled over and when he worked in D.C. And so he's like, what, like it's weird? It's like, yeah, it's fucking weird.
So did he, like, get in a lot of trouble?
I don't really know. But, like, one of the girls, like, he tarnished his name in Savannah. All the girls look alike. All the guys pretty much look alike. This one guy's in love with this girl, Catherine, who is not in love
with Lyle.
Lyle loves Catherine. And Catherine's like, throws him a welcome back party because she basically like made him move back. I'm assuming for the show. I don't know. The whole move back is like really weird. But so she makes him move back. She throws him a goodbye or a welcome back party. And her toast is this. I guess we can toast to you. I'm like, well,
I did catch some of that. She was very awkward. And then they had like the side hug.
Yeah. And she refuses to call him her boyfriend.
Yeah, so she doesn't like him.
No, she does not like him, but she just needs somebody to hold her at night.
Right.
And then
we all?
I do. What? Is that the door again? No, I cannot marry you. Oh, God. It's life. It's, like, so tough. It's like, follow me on Instagram. Okay.
At two judgy girls. T-W-O-J-U-D-G-E-Y. G-I-R-L-S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, guys, tomorrow I will post – so many of you have asked us how to leave a review on iTunes. So I'm going to post that on our story tomorrow to let you know how you can do that so that you can spread the word.
It takes a couple days for it to go through.
Yes, but doesn't mean you still shouldn't do it. Okay, so anyways, then this last one, there's this Ashley, right? Ashley's like – the cool girl, and she's like,
she's the annoying girl.
Yeah, she's like I like to swim at every event. I have a bathing suit and two towels in every car I drive.
And then, but so her like claim to fame is that she designed a dress that Kate Middleton was wearing when she did the runway show where William like noticed her, right?
Right, but like, I think her invitation must have gotten lost in the mail to the royal wedding because she didn't claim that, which you know she for sure would have had she gone to the wedding. She did not claim that. And then the episode ends with she's like, gotta go, my house is burning down. Wait, what?
And she's married. I always find it interesting when they get like
she's married to some to like a mute. She's like excuse me. He's like, that's my wife. Like, Dennis, is there anything else you'd like to say? Nope.
Yeah, I don't know if I can commit to that show.
Yeah, I don't know either. Did you watch Below Deck this week?
Did you watch?
I watched some of it. Bobby's annoying.
Okay, well, Sandy, the micromanager, she's already getting old to me. I was just like, oh, my
God.
She's too
involved. She's too involved.
Too involved.
Like, maybe if we had been introduced to Sandy first in the Below Deck series, maybe we would be okay with her. But when you've had somebody like Captain Lee and the guy with the eyebrows last time who were, like, very hands-off, Sandy, you're too much, Sandy.
No, and during the episode, I was like, is she a lesbian? I wrote that in my notes. Is she a lesbian? They did confirm that. She did herself. Mm-hmm. She falls in love with people's souls. So I think she could go either way.
Yeah, which it seems like Hannah also could go either way.
Oh, apparently. Like, Malia, what's her name? Malia?
Yeah.
Malia was getting all the action. And then
it was
when
like
that
creepy,
shower.
Though. It was creepy okay, when they were so... pass when Bobby and Adam were like passing her by holding her. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
But I don't even think she's that cute.
She's not.
I don't get the appeal.
She has a face
Tell
for
me,
radio.
What do you guys like? I don't see it.
I think it's just like someone that like, well, Bobby's already had Lauren. He doesn't care about her. He's already had Hannah, or like they kissed last year or whatever. So he doesn't need her. And then like Bugsy, like, no, thank you. So it's like, really, you're just left with Malia or Sandy, I guess.
I get you. No. And then so Malia, like the shower shatters on her and it's like bloody and it's a pretty bad scene.
Yeah.
And like Bobby's like, okay guys, I'm a fireman, I'm an EMT, I know what I'm doing, let me assess the situation. And Hannah's like, no, she's naked, go away, creeper. And he's like, no, Hannah, I'm not.
He's like, I'm licensed in dealing with emergencies. She's like, can she put on some clothes, Bobby? And he's like, let me in there. And Molly's like, nice try, Bobby. He's like, you're making a scene. I'm like, sir, you are making a scene. He is so annoying.
I think he really is on the steroids, because then he's like all paranoid that Hannah has blown his chances with Malia, and he's like barges in on her peeing.
If someone did that to me,
you fucking cock blocked me. Like, who the hell do you think you are, you alcoholic blacked out? You're not gonna remember this. And she's like, I will remember this, slurring her words.
But I will remember this. Does she have fake boobs?
I don't know. She's an interesting character.
I can't decide. I think she got a little chubs from last year.
I agree.
So completely. This is what I think happened. I think she had Brittany from Vanderpump Rules syndrome. I think she got a boob job and then gained weight to match the boobs. Because she's looking a little fuller.
Brittany is looking a lot thinner in real time. I'm very excited for her.
Sweat garage.
I love a good weight loss story. I'm hoping for mine.
God, you're not even fat. Okay, also, so someone told us last week, someone tagged us in a video from Ben that him and Emily were together, or they recorded a video together. But Lauren seems to have a secret relationship with Ben. Like, it's all incestual. Can you turn your iPhone off, Mary?
Oh, sorry.
Mary's really popular right now.
Sorry.
But what is this? Like, why is Ben with everyone?
What is his appeal? I mean, he knows the princes, so maybe that's it, but...
No, he's still annoying. His brother was way hotter. Remember when his brother came last season?
Yes, he was charming and cute.
Yeah, he was way hotter. So, I don't know. It's like this season, I need some... I don't know. I don't feel like I'm getting my drama.
No, hopefully, like, Bachelor Nation will pick it up for us.
Hopefully, but I need some news. I need some news. ABC, let's release some stuff. Let's talk about it.
Agreed.
Okay, well, I think we're done for this week.
Until next time, until we meet again.
Ba-ba-doo, ba-ba-doo-doo-doo. It's easy with the birds and the bees and the 1, 2, 3.
Okay, you guys. Everyone have a good weekend. Have a lot of rosé and margaritas.
Bye.
Bye.
Ba-ba-doo. It's easy,
you know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight, and we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl.
To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight, and the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.